This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1709. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 20th, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Canary Islands, Central African Republic, Chile, Cuba, Czechia, Ethiopia, Greece, Iran, Korea South, Kuwait, Malaysia, Mexico, Mongolia, Oklahoma, Peru, Russia, Solomon Islands, Ukraine, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The long-anticipated reactivation of Australia's 90-meter band station has finally happened, but it seems each time it comes back, it has a different identity. It's relaying a different station. Nick Hotchko in Sydney reports hearing 3210 with an announcement, Vintage FM, the music you've grew up with. February 18th from 1300 UT playing 1950s and 60s rock music. It was reasonably loud in Sydney. He says the transmitter site is about 90 kilometers southwest of the city. He hadn't heard it before, but he's only been actively shortwave broadcast DXing for a few months. It's in the federal database of radio stations there, showing it's a 1 kilowatt transmitter into a vertical antenna. And the call sign is AXA225. Ron Howard reminds us this was originally known as Aussie Radio, OZY, and another frequency they used for a while and might reactivate, but not yet, is 5050, where there's bound to be a lot more interference. Then we found several items about this on the ARDXC list. It seems owner Craig Allen had notified members of that club that 3210 was back on the air using an NVIS vertical incidence antenna from Razorback, New South Wales. It was weekly heard in some other parts of Australia as well, and Bill in Adelaide, South Australia tells us he heard it at 1915 UT February 18th, a fair signal, talking about a drunk driving campaign in New South Wales, that is a campaign to reduce road deaths, and an ad about some local food grocery specials. And then back to playing hits from the 1950s. Ron Howard in California was very interested in this and started looking for it the following morning, February 19th. He checked 3210 at Sydney Sunset, 0844 UT, just an open carrier. Some audio was starting to make it through by 1045 and some music from 1135 to 1215, as others reported, rock and roll from the 1950s, and maybe even some big band ballads from the 1940s. There is currently no major international broadcaster on 6135 in our early evenings, but we still hear a heterodyne around that frequency, 0100 UT or so. On the low side is Radio Santa Cruz, Bolivia, about 6134.85, and above 6135, as high as 6135.8 or so, is Radio Aparecida in Brazil. The Brazilian one varies quite a bit, so the pitch of the heterodyne varies as well. There's no parallel for the Bolivian, but there is for the Brazilian, 9630. That frequency is also a bit off to the low side, and it can heterodyne a station in China after 0100. It seems that both stations sign off at unpredictable times, perhaps depending on the day of the week. One may go off before the other, leaving the remaining one, of course, in the clear. All you have to do is detect whether it's on the high or the low side of 6135, and of course, whether it's in Spanish or Portuguese. For example, February 16th at 0110, they were both on, but by 0123, I was only hearing Radio Santa Cruz in Bolivia. Here's quite a challenge to hear in North America, an additional frequency for Brazil's Radio Inconfidencia, which is on 15190 variable, although we haven't heard it in a long time. It's quite weak. and 6010 variable. But the additional frequency is 5130. Sarmento Campos in Brazil, in the Rádio Escuras group, wondered why he was hearing this weak but clear signal. Could it be a spur? Yes, it could, says Renato Uliana. All you have to do is subtract the same station's medium wave frequency from 6010, 880 kHz, and you find the mixing product on 5130. As we first reported last week, CFRX Toronto is back on the air on 6070. I must say the signal isn't as good as it used to be for some reason, even when Radio Havana, Cuba is not in the way, but we're glad they have stayed on the air. Perhaps a good time to hear it around here is just before Cuba comes on at midnight UT. Actually, midnight 3, the carrier from Cuba came on and the modulation a minute later when I checked on February 14th. Then there was a News Talk 1010 newscast, something about Mayor Ford, strangely enough, who's no longer welcome at the station. Until Cuba goes off around 05 UT, we can forget about listening to CFRX. However, the Toronto station is capable of causing a bit of interference to Cuba, making a low audible heterodyne because it's about 36 to 42 hertz below the proper frequency. A tip to CFRX, move a little further off frequency, since Arnie Coral will not move Radio Havana unless it's for that station's advantage. The excitement ensued when Norbert Reiner in Germany reported hearing a station in the Canary Islands on 5780, late February 15th or early 16th, thanks to Dario Montrini for passing on the report. It was Horizon FM in Tenerife, S2-3 signal by the time it got to Germany, and they even mentioned their shortwave frequency on the website www.horizon.fm. Claiming to be heard all over Europe, Mike Barraclough rounded up some more information from blogs and YouTube that the power was 75 watts, but they plan to increase to 1 kilowatt within the next 3 weeks. In the British DS Club, Dave Kenny reported February 16th at 2110 a strong signal on 5780, relaying Atlantis FM, another Tenerife station, and was parallel to their audio feed at www.atlantis.fm. He says it sounds much stronger than 75 watts. Then Stephen Wood in Massachusetts even managed to hear a station with music and a DJ at 2140 UT. It was about 10 hertz above 5780, but very weak. Melno Ritola in Finland was hearing it at 2210 and concluded that Atlantis FM from Canary Islands was probably relayed by a pirate in Western or Central Europe. Wolfgang Büschel did some internet research on the website and found that it belongs to Andrew Yates, probably best known for Euronet Radio and Laser Radio, and furthermore concluded that this is actually being transmitted from a pirate station in Ireland. But Malno Ritola tells DXing with Coomer that Hans Johnson has been in telephone contact with Horizon FM, and they insist the transmission is from the northern part of Tenerife. They carry Horizon FM from Friday evening until 1000 on Sunday, and then Atlantis FM till 2200. However, he says direction finding from South Germany points to the UK or Ireland. Dario Monferini also concludes that the transmitter is in Ireland, although the programming may originate with those expat FM stations on the Canary Islands. And in fact, they have verified a report from Roberto Pavanello sent to studio at horizon.fm. Again, the frequency, if you want to try for it, is 5780. Here's another station reactivated and a bit easier to hear, but not for me. It's a target broadcast to the Central African Republic. You may remember it from a few years ago. Radio Ndeke Luka, N-D-E-K-E-L-U-K-A. It's a station inside that country, but which has started a shortwave relay. Actually, according to the handbook, they have been carried on the only active shortwave station in the CAR, radio ICDI on 6030 for a couple of hours each evening. But the new broadcast is listed in AUKI and HFCC as 17 to 1730 UT on 17500 every day. The transmitter site is the United Arab Emirates. I've tried for it and haven't been able to hear it, but that's a very difficult site for me to hear, especially when they're aiming southwestward across Africa, while our direction from the UAE is northwestward. It was first reported back on February 8th by Rich Ray in Illinois and Dave Hughes in Kansas City as an unidentified. I searched their website, www.radioindekeluka.org, and found one very obscure mention of the new broadcast on 17500, starting at 17 hours UT as of the 3rd of February. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington was able to hear it with a weak but clear signal, February 17th at 17 on 17500, mainly in French. More on that Chilean USB feeder on 12365 I mentioned last week, occasionally on the air to carry silly ball games. Claudio Galas in Chile reports it again, February 16th at 2330 UT, into the next UT day, 17th past midnight. It was carrying a game originating in Valparaiso on 840 kHz from Radio Portales, which was parallel but about 2 seconds apart from the Santiago Portales outlet on 1180. Previously, Claudio had thought the shortwave relay was coming from northern Chile, but as I had figured, it's actually from further south, like Valparaiso, he has concluded, since they have relayed some other stations from that area. It is a maritime frequency, too, and this feeder may well be for the Chilean islands out in the Pacific, Easter Island or Juan Fernandez. Chris Greenway in England reminds us that time is running out to listen to the Czech Republic on longwave, marked for closure at the end of February on 270 kHz. That'll leave a completely empty channel across Europe, presumably for the first time on either longwave or medium wave since the early days of radio, he says. It already goes off the air for an overnight break, starting about 2300 UT in the middle of programming. Running on reduced power, it's now only 650 kilowatts, rather than a sesquimegawatt. The directional pattern puts the UK in the best part of the beam. An easy listen on a portable in these winter evenings, says Chris Greenway. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the two clandestine transmissions from Nexus IBA via Radiocom in Romania are already being jammed with broadband DRM-like white noise. They're the ones to East Africa on 15515 at 1500 to 1530. On Fridays, it's Radio Shorio in Somali, and on Saturdays, it's Radio Wara Wangilati in Oromo. Congratulations to the DRM Consortium for providing this technology. Whenever I tune in Greece on shortwaves such as 9420, I hear IDs as Eliniki Radiofonia. However, Philip Hiscock in Newfoundland reports February 14th at 2140. The service was identifying with a short musical phrase and a voice pronouncing Ert Open as a word, not as separate letters but three syllables. It's ERTOPEN, as spelt in English. Mike Terry forwards a press item dated 17 February that the new Greek public radio television NERIT and 12 regional radio stations will begin broadcasts within the next 2 months. Via internet, including podcasts, satellite, AM, FM, and shortwave, this is World of Radio, number 1709. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Your financial support is welcomed and needed. via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by check or money order in U.S. funds to World of Radio, Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Here's a way to attract loyal listeners. Incredible as it may seem, Rubens Ferraz Pedroso in Bandeirantes, Paraná, Brazil, reports to Radio Escuta's group that he has been sending reception reports to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. In fact, 1,457 of them, although so far they've only acknowledged 1,306. Nevertheless, this qualifies him for a valuable item of Iranian artisanship. And once they get 140 more, he will get a diploma. And all this by listening to their Spanish broadcast, since they do not use Portuguese. I wonder if one can actually listen to that many broadcasts from Iran without having one's mind warped. Well, maybe he doesn't really understand Spanish that well. Furthermore, when Franco Crespo sends a notice from the Spanish department of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran that they're running another contest since February 1st on the theme Confrontation by the West with Iran. Apparently, it is an essay contest, although they're not exactly clear what you have to do. However, the first place winner will get a trip to Iran, while the second and third place winners will get some Iranian artisanship. I suspect that political correctness in the essays will be a requirement. Ron Howard in California has picked up the obscure South Korean station HLL2 in Seoul on 5857.5 kHz. Heard with good signal strength in AM, USB, and LSB, February 16th at 12:16, but audio was very garbled. They were broadcasting weather information in English. At least the frequency was in the clear till China's Voice of Jinling signed on 5860 at 12:31, a time which varies. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria noticed that many of the transmissions from Radio Kuwait were absent on February 17th and 18th. Wolfgang Büschel began checking as well, and most of them were back on the air as scheduled by the 19th, including the English broadcast at 18 to 21 UT on 15540, although even in Germany there was bad propagation for it at 1840 UT. Ken Zichy in Michigan, in the Mayor Tip Sheet, reports hearing that transmission February 9th at 1758 to 1830, and they were still announcing to be on 15540 in the 25-meter band. Reception of that further and further west should improve steadily as we get into spring and summer, as it's been just about inaudible all winter this far into North America. Last week we mentioned that Malaysia had unexpectedly corrected its off-frequency to exactly 5965. However, it didn't last long. By February 15th, Ron Howard and I were hearing it again, making a heterodyne with China. He measured it on 5964.69 at 1609 UT, identifying as Radio Classic. Harold Sellers in British Columbia was hearing another network from Malaysia, Asyik Radio, A-S-Y-I-K, which is in the Malay language, on 6050. February 18th from 1447, IDs is Asyik FM, and they went off the air by 1502. I have a hard time hearing any of those, but the two higher frequencies sometimes make it, such as 9835, February 18th at 1347. That's a relay of Sarawak FM back to Borneo. It's all in the Malay language, according to the handbook, and with a much weaker signal on 11665 a few minutes later, presumably YFM WAI, another relay back to Sarawak. According to the handbook, this is all in the local languages, Bidayuh and Kayan or Kenya. However, I happen to hear it in English with a newscast, American accent no less, at 1402 UT, February 18th. Presumably, the station, entirely in English, is only relayed on 7295, which I can never hear, Trax FM. On the same date I was getting the two higher frequencies, Harold Sellers in British Columbia was listening as well, YFM on 11665, went off at 1602, while Sarawak FM was still going on 9835 at 1625. I've been hearing a Mexican station consistently but barely atop the pileup of all the U.S. stations on 1430 kilohertz at night. I had to listen repeatedly to finally pull out an ID as La Fórmula Perfecta desde Ciudad Miguel Alemán, Tamaulipas. So that's XEWD, which is listed with only 150 watts at night, but which I cannot believe. And that's a new slogan for it, no longer apparently known as La Grande. Ciudad Miguel Alemán is right across the river from Roma, Texas. Derek Lynch in Ireland says, I can confirm Ruman Pankov's suggestion from Bulgaria last week that Voice of Mongolia is off. I heard it early in January, but not in February. There wasn't even a carrier, so I assume it's really off the air. Sad, because the new timing last year gave the English broadcast at 0900 the best audio and reception in years during 2013. Enid's other radio voice, KZLS 1640, has completed its shift from music to talk. We already reported that 3 hours in the morning had started carrying a talk show, locally originated, but as of February 19th, according to Lance Venta on RadioInsight.com via Artie Bigley, there is now a complete lineup of talk shows from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. at least. And overnight, Red Eye Radio, which had been on 1520 KOKC, so I wonder whatever will they do without it. The call sign is still KZLS, but it's now 1640 The Eagle. Not, I assume, to be confused with the Enid newspaper of the same semi-name. Also, I heard news on the hour, now from something called the Blaze Radio Network, Truth is Here. That's KZLS 1640, Enid, Oklahoma City. Following an inquiry from Bob Wilkner, Pedro F. Arunategui in Peru confirms that the Peruvian on 5460 has been reactivated. Actually, he measured it 50 hertz low, and it's now called Radio Bolivar, rather than Radio La Voz de Bolivar. It is in the town of that name in Trujillo. This was February 14th at midnight 10 to 0105 with a program of greetings and messages. He called them on the phone and found out that they are in a test phase adjusting the equipment, and the schedule is to be announced later. It hasn't been heard for a long time, but they have changed their name slightly. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria confirms that Adygey Radio is still on the air from Russia, ADYGEY. It's on 6020, heard February 16th at 1800 UT, without an interval signal, but right into the national anthem of the Adygey Republic, with an ID and a melody and internet address. It's generally a program lasting 1 hour, but there was interference from China. Anyhow, Adygey Radio is still on the air, unlike Tatarstan's radio. That once-a-week Russian station on the 11-meter band, 25900, has made it to North America. In the NASA flash sheet, Bob Brossel in Pewaukee, Wisconsin, reports hearing it during their Friday-only broadcast, February 14th. From 1428 until 1500. They were playing rock music, apparently a call-in program. At 1455, they played another piece and shut down exactly at 1500. The signal was increasing in strength as the sign-off approached. That's Radio MTUCI, also known as Radio Magic Eye. Mal Noritola points out that contrary to what I said last week, According to some official definition, Sochi, Russia is indeed considered subtropical. Some further research on Wikipedia finds that so is Oklahoma and everything south of the line from here to New Jersey, despite the fact that we have temperatures as low as minus 20 Celsius. Thus, I must quibble with the definition of subtropical. Ron Howard needlessly apologizes for listening to Solomon Islands so much, but he says it's a shame not to enjoy it as much as possible when I have such good reception and they have such excellent local programming. That's on 9545. He was listening February 13th at 0757 to 0950 at a schedule of international flights, Bible reading, and this announcement. SIBC is the voice of the voiceless, the marginalized, the powerless, the invisible, and the unreachable. Information is power, so share your story with us, and it will change the life of another person, community, and a nation. SIBC, Radio Happy Isles, voice of the nation. Ivo Ivanov reports that Radio Tamazush and Radio Dabanga broadcasts are all now on 15530, replacing 13800 or 15535. At 04 to 06 UT via the UAE, and at 15 to 1630 via the Vatican. Those, of course, are target or clandestine broadcasts for Sudan. During the strife in Ukraine, February 19th at 0515 via the web SDR in the Netherlands, Robin Harwood was hearing something on 7080 playing a continuous fanfare, allegedly in tribute to Ukraine. No speech. Apparently this was a pirate rather than a clandestine, but keep an ear on that frequency, 7080. I ran across an interesting USB net on an apparent new frequency for them, 4819.5, February 14th at 0100. The control station was identifying as 8th Western Rivers Contingency Communications Net. It turns out this is something in the Coast Guard auxiliary. The call signs are in the format two letters, two numbers, and two letters, starting with N, and the last two letters may well be the initials of the operator. More about it, of course, in DX Listening Digest, the new issue, number 14-08. Carl Zuck, Mike Cooper, and I note that New York Radio, the flight weather station, has reported all airport conditions have been missing since February 13th. It's still the case. They say missing, missing, missing over and over. Still 1 week later. If they ever come back, see what they're saying on 3485-6604, 10051, or 13270. WRTH update says Radio Vanuatu operates on shortwave at very low power, only on 3945 at 1830 to 1230. Transmitter repair is planned for March. I wonder what's the NID I heard on 12450 at 1430, February 17th. Could it be the second harmonic of Democratic Voice of Burma via Tajikistan? The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, peaking to 10 and 3 on March 9th. Solar flux rising from 135 February 21st to 175 March 3rd to 6th, and down to 145 by March 12th. And that's World of Radio number 1709. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.